We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in the midst of Simon Reish Ayin Aleph. We're in Sif Gimel. We discuss the person who does not have a significant amount of money, and they only have enough money for wine, either for Friday night or Shabbos day, that the halacha is that a person should purchase wine for the night and not worry about the wine for the day. After all, you only have one of the two, so the wine for the Kiddush on Friday night is more important. And the Mishnah Berurah says, as we said before, Hainu Tzarech Kiddush Hayom, because this is referring specifically for the Kiddush of the day. It says, V'tam the Kiddush Halayla Ikaruhum B'Daraisa, the Torah requires Kiddush to be made. That's a Torah-bound law when it comes to Friday night. The Kiddush Hayom Hu Rach Min HaRabban. When it comes to the Kiddush during the day, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's the Rabban. And then the Mechaber asks a question. He says, B'chol d'sa'an, you've learned elsewhere, Kavod Yom, that a person should have honor for the day of the Shabbos. And then we learn out here that the Kavod for the day should be Kodim L'Kavod Laila. That you should have a nicer meal for the day than at night, which seems to be a contradiction to what we just learned, that one should make sure you have wine for the night, and the day comes is secondary. We see that's not the case when it comes to Kavod Yom, Kodim Kavod Laila. So the Mechaber makes a distinction. It says, Hainu Davka B'Shar Sarchit Suda. This is referring to all other food. If you only have one cup of wine, Kavod Laila, Kodim Kavod Shabbos. So as we said already in the Mishnah Berurah, what's different is that the Kiddush itself, Friday night is Deraisa, and the Kiddush on Shabbos day is Derabana. However, when it comes to all other Sarchei Seuda, all the other foods, it's more important to have a nice Shabbos day meal than a Friday night meal. That's the halacha. The Mishnah Berurah says, Kigon Sheishu Ma'at Mine Megadim, a person should have some nicer foods. Tov Yoser Shanichim Lutzarech Sudas Hayom. If you only have a certain food that you really like, instead of eating it Friday night, it's better you should save it for Shabbos day. V'sefer Yom Shal Shlomo Koyre Tiger Al She'en Is Horin Bozeh. Those people who are not particular in this halacha, he used to give them rebuke. The other rabbi, Moisif and Leil Shabbos, and certainly those people that were particular to have a very nice, fancy Friday night meal, and then when it came to the Shabbos meal, it was small and insignificant. So this is something in which is not correct lahalacha. The Shari Tshuva brings down. He says, "Vani gedarti ba'atzmi shul echol dogim b'leil Shabbos." Even though there's some people have an inyan to eat fish all three meals, even by Shal Shudas. So the Shari Tshuva brings down that he made the following ruling upon himself, that when it came to Friday night, he would not have fish. Shudavar Choshev Masuyim. To him, that was something which was very special. Ba'oz, afil yasu b'shamas kamim adamim lo yishol asudah shachar sheish b'dogim ad kan l'shana. And even though on Friday night there would be other delicious foods, other delicacies, but he was particular to save eating the fish only on the Shabbos day meal. So this way he was able to mekayim this concept of Kavod Yom Kodem for Kavod Shabbos, that he made sure that the day meal had something which was special and unique over that of the Friday night meal. And furthermore, the Piskei Tshuvos tells us the following. So there's some people that have an interesting way of conducting themselves on Shabbos. This is what some people do. And v'yesh hamoychichim, some people are rebuked this practice. What did people do? Le'elu hanohagim kishemadimun ligmor tefillah Shabbos kodesh b'boker. So they would daven on Shabbos, they daven early. And immediately v'notin yodayim v'oichim suda arois. They would eat a small meal. Right? Perhaps that's almost like Kiddush, but they would wash and have a very small meal. Kederach she'oichlim during the way that they would eat typically on a regular weekday. Mechavanim And their kavano v'zel sudas yom Shabbos kodesh. That's meal number two. That's my Shabbos meal. Le'achar chatzos mispalin mincha gedola. And then after the earliest time for them to daven mincha, they would daven. V'ayichim suda gedola b'dogim u'basar v'chamin. And then around 1 o'clock in the afternoon or so, they would have a huge meal, fish and meat. So already at 2 in the afternoon, your meals are all finished. So he says that even though it sounds like a nice idea, you had your shal shudas early, and what you did is you just had a little quick meal in the morning hours, says that that's incorrect. He says you've turned around shemapalchin ha'ikar l'tafel. You've taken that which is the most important meal, which is the day meal, and you made it secondary. V'loy arech lasos ken. It's not the proper way to do this. The suda shniya the shamas hu ikar. That's the most important meal. Usuda gimel tfeil alo. And that third meal, the shal shudas, is certainly secondary to it. And he brings down the shalos and shuvas dibri Yisrael. He says another issue that presents itself. At least this guy washed the second meal, the first day meal. He says the kol shekein, certainly it's a problem. Let's say a person had daven shachris early on Shabbos, and then they have kiddush, they don't wash. And they say, well, that's kind of like what we do on shal shudas. I had a piece of cake, I had some kugel, whatever. And then after chatzos, you eat your meal with bread. You can't say that you've eaten three meals on that on Shabbos. Well, what do you mean? Shal shudas, that's all we eat anyway. So instead of having shal shudas at the second of the end, the third meal, they have it as the second meal. Says, no, that doesn't count. That only counts as two meals. You'd have to wash another time for shal shudas. In other words, he says that if a person is going to have shal shudas in the morning, that's not shal shudas. If a person doesn't wash, therefore that meal doesn't count as anything. And therefore, even though technically, if you would have done the same thing later on in the day, after you've had your lunch, that would constitute as sudat shlishis. But since you had it before your main meal, it does not count at all. Therefore, you would have to wash again to be yoytze shalosh.